Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, this is James Dury, and you're listening to Possum Hour. Possum Hour?
Thanksgiving stuffing brought to you by Thanksgiving Stuffing. The easy way is to buy a box of oven top stuffing, which can be bought at any store. It costs a whole lot more than the ingredients. Then read the directions and get confused. You could take all the leftovers out of your refrigerator and mix them all together and decide you don't like what you got and throw them out. Remember, mold tastes real good in stuffing. And then there's Grandma's recipe. It's really complicated, but you try it anyhow. So you've got all the ingredients together, and it starts to make it. And you start to make it when halfway it either walks off or you get puzzled and you call Grandma and find out she never could make it neither. Or you go to an expensive restaurant where you like the food and find out they don't have any stuffing on the menu today because they ran out of it. By the way, this was brought to you by Thanksgiving Stuffing.
And away we go!
Good morning, Mr. Phelps.
Oh, 3 or 4.
You'll get nothing and like it.
You heard wrong.
Grenache. You need to relax and get away from it all.
Oh. Ow! Oh.
My name, Jose Imana.
Terrible, terrible, terrible.
No, no,
I love to
no,
sing up. I love to sing up.
Giddy up.
I've got plenty to be thankful for. I haven't got a great big yacht to sail from shore to shore. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for. I've got plenty to be thankful for. No private car, no caviar, no carpet on my floor. Still, I've got plenty to be thankful for. I've got eyes to see with, ears to hear with, arms to hug with, lips to kiss with, someone to adore. How could anybody ask for more? My needs are small. I buy them all at the 5 and 10 cent store. Oh, I've got plenty to be thankful for. I've got eyes to see with, ears to hear with, arms to hug with, lips to kiss with, someone to adore. How could anybody ask for more? My needs are small, buy them all, 5 and 10 cents store. Oh, I've got plenty to be thankful for.
And here I am, and live, from coast to coast. Oh, boy. It's the Friday Possum Theme.
In France, the girls wear scanties, but on lounge shops, they put panties. I'm telling you, it's a mad, 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 mad world. It may sound jerky, but in Turkey, to eat turkey, without a doubt, it's a mad, 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 mad world. The only thing you are sure of nothing is sure. Have a ball, live it up. Only fools give it up. Toujours the amour, but toujours. So be a happy fella, be a clown boy, punchinella. Get off the shelf and enjoy yourself. It's a mad, 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 mad world. Clown boy, punchinello, get off the shelf and enjoy yourself. It's a mad, mad, mad world.
Sweet. Lean horn, man. My voice is almost back. I was sick as sick could be, I must say. Came in phases. The last phase was, boy, I'm really fucking sick. You know what the trouble is? I'm coming out of it and I'm starting to realize all the shit that I did while I was sick. And now I have to make a lot of apologies, apparently. But we'll work on that tomorrow. Gotta be sick once in a while. Well, you're listening to the Grenache Network, a home of the finest in radio entertainment. Mondays and Fridays, sometimes when you're lucky, it's us, Possum Hour. And for a limited time only, I might add. And during the week and in between and around the corner and up and down, and big and small, it's clobbering time with your pal and mine, Benjamin J. Grimm. And I have two dogs tonight. Double your fun, double your pleasure, double down
dust. You possum puss, get that punch out there or you'll get one from me. Go on.
And now, here he is, the one, the only...
Fuck you, Gumby!
Let's have a little humility here now.
Ladies and gentlemen, Professor R.J. Gumby!
That's good. That's good. Awesome time. Nice. That's Shady Doo.
Alrighty.
Yeah. That was Art Ball talking about that stuffing.
Yeah, stuffing and leftovers and
right.
Stuff.
So yeah. I'm guessing that the Art Paul doesn't stand for articulate, does it? He just kind of rambles.
Sometimes, yeah. Might say that.
What's up?
I don't know. It's kind of a Fred Link thing, man.
Yeah, I know. I got it.
Esoteric.
Misty old Link.
Existential rambling. Yeah, Three Dog Night. I was thinking of that before the show. I got Two Dog Night. If you include me, it's Three Dog Night. I'm watching number one son's dog. Who's a great dog? I'm jealous because, like, you know, you realize what a pain in the ass Ted is when you have a regular dog that just acts like a normal dog.
You got to post a pic of both dogs.
All right. I'll post a pic of Ted snarling at him when he gets into his face. Last time I watched him, Ted was cool, but I think Ted was feeling poorly then. He's feeling pretty good these days, so he got another wind. I wouldn't say it's his second wind. It's 18th
for
wind.
Ted.
So he's like, yeah, get out of here. This is my turf. Get out of here.
That's my tree.
Fucking dog. So how was your week away from Boston and stuff?
Nothing big.
Do some work in there. The old car place.
Oh, yeah.
Slinging cars.
Oh, yeah. Slinging cars.
Yeah.
And you?
I was just sick.
That was a marathon. You really hold on to your sickness, don't you?
That's like over 2 weeks I was sick, man. And
good
I'm still
God.
Not, you know, I'm still not all cylinders. It was a flu and a half. I'm getting that shot next year. Fuck all the dumb shit. Man. I don't want that to happen again. But, I'm coming out of it, and I'm sitting here going, man, I got to move, you know. I'm starting to atrophy. I cleaned out the fridge today. That was cool.
All right. Good.
Not like a clean fridge, you know, and then you go back and you open it up, you go, dang, that looks nice. How does it get so fucked up? How does a fridge get so nasty, man?
Gotta make it nice for your natty.
Oh, the natties look sweet up there in the top shelf, chiselling. Oh, baby boy. Yeah, yeah. I actually got a Cornish hen to make for myself yesterday on Turkey Day, but I didn't feel like cooking. Then dogs sniffing around, you know, be like, jeez.
No big deal. Dog. Have it later.
But Paulie's a good boy. Ted's a good boy, aren't you, Ted? Be a good boy, okay?
What's his name, Paulie?
Yeah. Paulie, yeah. Paulie. Not Polly. Paul.
A Paulie.
Like
Paulie. Okay.
Yeah, he's like, I think he's from Jersey.
Like that alien. That alien. That movie.
Paulie?
Yeah. You ever see it?
Remember Alien Paul. Nah.
Okay.
Nah. Paulie
it's
the alien?
It's a Simon Pegg movie.
Simon Pegg? Oh, no, I didn't see that. I didn't see that. No. Oh, I had some, this is kind of gross, but, we're not ready for you yet,
Ted.
There
you go.
We're not ready for you yet, honey boy.
It was to make sure Paulie doesn't get involved. He said, this is my gig.
Yeah, no treats for Paulie.
There you go.
I got some treats for Paulie, too. I'm an equal opportunity commodore. I got to give dude his first. Here you go, Ted.
There you go.
Harumph! Harumph! I didn't get a harumph out of that dog. All right, here you go, Paulie. There you go, Paulie. All right. He's happy to get the cheap treats. All right. Well, do you have a plug, sir?
Yes,
the prefect has just
God.
Joined us.
All right.
Well, it's... Just in time, there's Ford.
All right.
Son of a gun is a pistol or a little derringers. Ha! I said, do you have a plug? And I don't have the cue ready. So, you know, it's kind of one of those situations.
Well, I just said it's a mad, 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 mad world again. That's
right. Did you like that with Lena Horne?
I like that.
That's beauty, man.
Lena Horne. I didn't know that.
Lena
Horne.
Who knew?
Yeah.
All right. Where's the damn... Oh, good gravy. Oh, here it is, right here.
Woo! Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
All right.
You got a plug for me, sir?
Yes, I do, by gum.
Well, hit it.
All right. Tomorrow morning at 3 Eastern time, Eminence Front Radio. Eminence is going to be doing a show on albums that were released in October, November of 1969. I believe this is part 2. That's tomorrow morning at 3 o'clock Eastern time. You can listen to it. It streams live on your computer thing on www.wriu.org. There you
and
have
they're
it,
actually
Lots
legitimate.
Blues, of course,
they're
then.
Legitimate,
there
man.
You go.
They're not underground shit like some people.
College radio. That's
not mentioning any names.
My dollar makes me holler, honey, boo boo.
Uh huh. Oh yeah.
Why is that all there, man? This I know what this.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Oh, let's go blow something up. We missed the cue 2 weeks in a row.
Ooh.
Let's see.
Ooh.
We blow up France.
There you go. There's your
Giddy.
Crash.
Or... We could do something more worthwhile.
Yeah, let's go for that.
What's the damn thing? Oh. Okay. The group is called Bad English.
Okay.
And this was their big
hit.
Their first hit, When I See You Smile. And I was like, well, I hate that song. And I blew it up. And then I'm like, who the hell are these guys? You know?
Uh-huh.
You know who the hell they are?
No, I've heard of them, but who? Nope.
Okay, Bad English is like after the group, which another group. How many times have we blown up Journey? Come on. I think we practically their whole catalog. Yeah, these are the leftovers from Journey, and they joined some other schmuggoos, and they formed a...
God.
Air quotes, super group.
Oh,
so,
yeah.
They're asking
group my
for
ass.
It. Asking for it over here. That's right, Dr. Cake. When I see you smile, going down. And I'm going to have to pop up some blue like phlegm. We'll be right back.
We interrupt this program to bring you a special report.
Sometimes I wonder how I'd ever make it through this world without having you. I just wouldn't have a clue. Sometimes it seems that the world's closing in on me. There's no way of breaking free. And then I see you reach for me.
Pull the string.
Football!
Sometimes I wanna give up.
Shit! Fucking fuck! Fuck you in the ass! Fucking dipshit! Fuck you!
Wrong week, Krishna from Blue.
Ah.
to have a gal so bad that when you hug her, you don't know where you're at. You have to take a piece of chalk in your hand, then you hug away and chalk away to see where you began one day. While I was hugging and chalking and chalking and hugging away, I met another fella with some chalk in his hand, coming round from the other way. Coming round the mountain, through the hills and the valleys. I never been weak. My bones don't ache and my joints don't creak. But I get a little dizzy and I get a little limp. Every time I lay a kiss on my baby blimp. Oh, but ain't it nice to have a gal so bad that when you hug her, you don't know where you're at. You have to take a piece of chalk in your hand, and you hug a while and chalk a while to see where you began one day. While I was hugging and chalking and chalking and hugging away, I met another fella with some chalk in his hand, coming round from the other way. Looking kind of funny. One day, while I was hugging and chalking and begging her to be my bride, I seen another fella with some chalk in his hand, coming round from the other side. Sneaking up easy. When you sit down all over the place. Keep me shady in the summer. Keep me warm in the wintertime. Honey, hand me the chalk, I think I love.
With Jerry Reed doing Hoagie Carmichael, right?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Hugging and a chalking. It's like my new favorite song, man. Try to find another version of that for Monday. You want to go out there, buddy? Okay, Ted needs to go out. You want to go out there, Paulie?
Paulie.
No? Paulie, you want to go out, Paulie? Nah, Paulie don't want to go out. Paulie don't want to go out.
I don't want to. Fuck that.
Oh, shoot. So, yeah, I got the clean fridge. And then, since I got the TV hung up on the wall and everything, I figured I'd hang my pictures there, you know.
Okay.
An old box of pictures that I had from the old place. And I just threw them in the closet, you know. Like my autographed picture of, William Wyndham, right?
Ah, okay.
That kind of stuff. I got one of Mr. Drury as well. And Clu Gallagher. Beauty.
Good.
One time me and Bogey went and we saw, what's her head there? Marilyn Chambers. Got her autograph.
Ooh.
Sweet. Yeah, wish I had the Tiny Tim one, man.
But Chambers might be worth something, right? Didn't she die? Didn't she, like, crash into a tree or something?
I don't know what she died. She did die young in her 50s.
Yeah. I think she drove into a tree. I think it was a car accident.
No way.
If I remember. Yeah.
I did not know that.
Well, I'm usually wrong with these things. But
I didn't know there was a tragedy involved. All right, there you go, Chauncey. There you go, Paulie.
Paulie.
All right, don't get into a... I don't think they'd fight, but... You know, I don't like that ugliness. All right, yeah, you can't go wrong with Jerry Reed doing just about anything, Ford. You are correct, sir. I like that guy. And I didn't get a beer while I was out. So anyway, my point of talking about the pictures, one of the reasons I hadn't gotten around to hanging them up or whatnot is because they were all covered with a film of nicotine.
Back in the day.
They were owned by a chain-smoking madman. And had to go through some Windex, get them puppies in shape, man.
Uh-huh.
Pretty gross. But they're hanging up now. Everything's cool, you know. Managed to get them all somewhat straight. Conversation piece. Now I need something for the wind. Now I'm thinking, now I got to get the something for the front window, like curtains.
Okay, here you go. And once again, I was wrong. No, she died in her home. Cerebral hemorrhaging. Okay.
Ooh.
Heart disease. Related heart disease. Her daughter found her and dead in the house.
Cerebral hemorrhage, man. What a drag.
What porn star crashed into a tree? Or did I dream this? I often dream of porn stars violent
crashing into trees. Yeah.
Uh-huh. What do you think that means?
Yeah, it's kind of. She was kind of charming. Actually, no, she wasn't kind of charming. She was very charming.
Yeah.
She smelled fantastic, right?
Okay. All right. Yeah.
And Bogey got a picture with her, the Polaroid. I skipped the Polaroid, but I went for the autographed, 8x10.
Yeah.
And she says, "What's your first name?" I said, "John," which that used to be my name before it was Commodore Decker. And she goes, Oh. She goes, I made one out to a John by mistake. His name was Joe or Jeff or something.
So
do you mind if I?
Hand.
Well, she goes, "Do you mind if I reuse this?" And it already said John up in the corner, right? And I said, "Well, okay, as long as you write something naughty on it."
Okay.
I said, "Write something naughty on it." She actually kind of blushed. I'm like, I have seen you defile yourself on film, and yet you're blushing at my little. The word naughty has power. Okay, Ted. All right,
yes,
Ted. All right.
Yes, it does.
It has much juju. He's not even doing the thing. He's barking at Wally.
Okay.
He's barking at Wally. But anyhow. She wrote John, and then she wrote, "With hot licks," was what she wrote on there, with hot
Whoa,
licks.
Whoa, okay. All right.
Yeah, I know. All score. Right. So.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
up on the wall
okay.
of fame. Hey.
That makes up for the second-hand John.
Yeah, absolutely, man. Plus, I made her blush.
Oh, definitely. Yeah.
Boy, she smelled. Like I said, she smelled pretty. Dang. And it was a very classy pornography shop that she was appearing at in person, you know.
Well, you could have asked her to rub against her crotch, but that's too classy of a venue.
Man. I was like, I just wanted to say, you remember that one on the pool table? But, you just can't. You can't. All right, Ted. All right. Hey. Hey,
like a Chris Farley interview. Remember when you were on that?
That was awesome. Oh man, yeah, that would be beauty, man. But she was really nice. Very nice.
Hey, what was the venue, man? Where did you see her?
At a porno shop. Freaking Bogey calls me up one night. He's like, "Well, we gotta go see this in person." All right, Ted.
All right.
Ted needs to do the sniff his butt, man. Get to be friends. Jeez, you're such a butt. Okay. Well, now Ted's leaving. Whatever. We already heard from Ted. All right. Maybe he'll be back. He's not happy. But Dr. Cake is here. Thank God for Dr. Cake, because it wouldn't be a show.
Dr. Cake.
Not Dr. Cake. You got
Dr.
That right.
Cake.
Arf, 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 arf. Huh? Pretty good.
That was Paulie.
Yeah. Ted is, he's such a baby butt. The butt face. Let me see if I got Ted barking here. Yeah, there he is.
Okay, Ted. Bark for me, babe.
There's Ted. Yeah. Dr. Cake.
there you go.
Come on in, Ted. That's you barking. For Dr. Cake. All right. There's the real Ted. Thank you for coming, Dr. Cake. She says, Ted is hilarious.
Dr. Cake.
Would you like to adopt him? Yeah. Only question. And there's Ford Prefect, who's on his
Ford.
Last leg, apparently, man. He must have got that same strain of flu that I got, because he's been sick for a while.
They don't get the flu in Canada.
Fuck yeah, man.
That's the United States thing.
That's where the flu comes from.
Oh, okay.
Fuck yeah, that's why we need to build that wall. Yeah, we need to build that wall. Right out loud. You think that's all about?
That's right.
All right, Dr. Cake is here from Canada.
Dr. Cake.
Ford Prefect here from Canada.
Ford Prefect. And who was here?
Listen to Trent. He's going to lose his cookie. I didn't have a barf thing, but I did have the evacuation day. That was fun.
Okay.
Went to the evac. Yeah. Uh-huh. Wow. That was... Woo, you know.
And one of those where
you come out of the can and you're going, phew, whiz. You know, you're wiping your brow like, ooh. Manly evacuation. All right, well, anyway, I hope you feel better, Ford. Try that extreme fucking NyQuil, man. I got max strength NyQuil.
And wrap yourself up in a quilt.
Almost as good as scotch, man. Almost as good as scotch.
Oh, yeah.
And about the same price. Right. And there he is. Rounding off. All right, Ted.
All right, Ted.
He's dead. There he is. Rounding out. The Possum Lounge,
fucking
Ted.
Fucking Gumby.
It's Professor R.J. Gumby. You need to simmer down, boo. You're not barking at the right parts. You need to simmer your dog ass down, son. All right. Well, there they are, ladies and gentlemen. The Possum Lounge.
With your super host, Commodore Decker.
As the Beaver.
I used to worry when Thanksgiving Day was near. What can I give my girl to fill her heart with cheer? But I solved that problem, I'm a clever boy. I know exactly how to fill her heart with joy. I'm gonna give my girl a goose for Thanksgiving. It won't surprise her since I did it once before. She jumps just like the deuce every time she gets a goose. Perhaps I ought to give her two or more. I wish I could afford to buy her a turkey, but turkeys cost so much and I'm out of work, you see. So I'll just give my girl a goose, a good old-fashioned goose. I wish someone would do the same for me. gonna give my girl a goose for Thanksgiving. My friends all tell me that the plan is very smart. In fact, her daddy said to me very confidentially, that's just the way he won her mama's heart. So if you wanna make your darling feel happy, then take a tip from me and do the same thing too. Go on and give your girl a goose, a nice soft tender goose, and you'll discover if our love is true. I don't mean gander, a good old fashioned goose will do.
Do you think
the kids know what a goose is?
Rusty trumpet, maybe they should change it to. It wouldn't have the same ring. I'm gonna give my girl a rusty trumpet Tuesday. Shoot, man. Nothing worse than that fucking nicotine on everything, man. All right. That was all my. That was everything I did, man. Good stuff. I haven't left the house, man. Except to go get beer.
Oh yeah.
Somewhere along the line, must have gone out shopping because I ended up with food and stuff. I had them Cornish hens in there. I'm gonna cook them up tomorrow. You ever eat a Cornish hen? They're really good.
Nope.
It's like a little chicken, see?
Yeah. Well,
and what you do, see?
I never had the chance. I don't think
you
I
get
did.
Yourself some of that long grain wild rice tea, see? Uncle Ben's is good.
Okay.
Rice-a-roni, you know. She's not fancy. And you stuff it with that stuff. Throw it in the oven. I got the cooking pot there with the dome lid on it there. Exquisite,
sounds
man.
Good.
It doesn't take long.
Sounds good.
It's not a lot of work. I blew, Mr. Science's mind.
Did you have it yet?
No, I didn't make it. It's in the fridge. It's thawed out.
Okay. Thanksgiving. Fuck that. I'm growing to hate holidays. None of the holidays make sense.
I know.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking of this today. I had this weird concept when I was like 6,300 steps. I don't mean to interrupt, Dr. Cake. That's fantastic.
Yeah.
Kudos.
Really.
I did 33, I think, steps today.
On your deathbed?
But what's that?
On your deathbed? You're sick and you did your steps?
No, I haven't done any steps in forever. Like I said, I'm atrophying. But anyway, I had this concept when I was a young man of like, you know, like I became a grown-up guy, whatever the fuck, started paying taxes, procreating. There, I'm a father of two kids and a wife and everything, and I'm figuring, well, the holidays are going to revolve around us, right?
Yeah.
You know? And it didn't work out that way, man.
Nah.
Like, you know, there was other people in the family that wanted to run the holiday, you know? Like, nah, man,
exactly.
I cook a turkey, it'd be good. Didn't turn out. And now it's like, man, I'm just like, hey, man, holiday's coming up. Can you watch my dog, man? Yeah, cool, I guess.
You know what
I ain't got none of what's that?
I want the Dunkin' Donuts for a sausage and egg on a croissant and half dozen donuts. That was my Thanksgiving Day dinner.
Sounds good. Yeah. Yeah. That's somewhere along the line, I bought a box of them Bob Evans hot patties, you know? It's the last time I was shopping. I was like thinking, I'm going, dude, fucking McMuffins. I bought a bag of the English muffins. I'm going to fry them up with an egg.
Oh,
McMuffin City.
Do it yourself.
Egg and
McMuffin.
Sausage.
That's it, baby. That's what it's all about.
Yeah. Fire up a Bloody Mary tomorrow, too. That would
and a Bloody Mary.
And a Bloody Mary. Continental breakfast.
Continental breakfast.
Yeah, the Incontinental.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. There you have it. Well, it's too early for the 3 minutes, and besides which... Don't forget the celery.
Oh, yeah. Oh, for your Bloody Mary zone.
Yeah.
Never had one. Never had a Bloody Mary.
I know. That's crazy. I think I have any celery. That sucks. Oh, well. How about a quickie in lieu of celery? So, what a celery is like nature's toothbrush for your ass. Wasn't that what that was?
Oh.
Yeah. It's good for your...
That's what Reverend Wendy used to chew on during the show, celery.
And on that note...
Goofballs. Cold turkey.
Cold turkey, man. On a bun. Yeah, man, that little friends are good, man. But the trick is you take the cover off for the last 20 minutes, and then you get the brown, the brown skin on top. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
For your celery, man, why don't you see if Tourette's guy delivers? Still working Kroger's? I mean, you're too sick to go out and get it.
As far as I know. No, I'm cool now, man.
Oh, okay.
But what if I went out shopping
Tourette's
the other
guy
day.
Delivers? If you could order food, have Tourette's guy deliver?
Wouldn't he be great as an Uber driver, you know, and he'd get in the thing? Fuck Zolt! Where to?
Oh, if he delivers some Krugers, man, you order some kind of cereal, not Total. Make sure you say no total.
Don't talk shit about Total. I've got Captain Crunch because I don't really like Total.
Don't talk shit about Total.
I haven't seen him since he was cutting his grass last spring. And having trouble pushing the mower, and I just was waiting. Go, Bob Saget! I was waiting
for the bee.
Yeah.
Run over the beehive.
Didn't happen.
That's classic. Man.
It's. I know.
Yeah,
it's
baby! Okay.
Yeah.
All right, well, I guess we should get to the 3 minutes then, because.
Oh, yeah.
You know, reminiscing about,
Settle down. Anybody wants to go to the toilet, go ahead now. All right, let him have it.
All right, there we go. You want to go to the toilet? And keeping in, Vogue. In line with our theme of tonight. Do we have a theme tonight?
Sure. Leftovers.
Thanksgiving. Food, yeah. Food, Thanksgiving, celery, cleaning out the fridge, Cornish hens.
Yeah. That's our thing.
Got a nice avocado salad to go with it. It's all waiting there. Whole meal. Made a pizza instead. Half a pizza. What's that about?
Cold pizza.
What am I eating? Yeah. My own worst enemy, man. And then, like, right before the show, I realized, oh, geez, I promised somebody I'd do a bunch of caricatures for them.
Uh-oh, my wife.
I should get in. Probably should get on that tomorrow.
You do your best work when you're under pressure.
I need a gun to my head, man. That's what I'm saying. Speaking of guns to my head, it's 3 minutes. You'll never get back.
Here's my new number one hit. Have a peanut butter sandwich. 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 Are you depressed? Have a peanut butter sandwich. Are you bored? Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have some milk. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have some Kool-Aid. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Do you like white bread? Do you like wheat bread? Do you like rye bread? Have a peanut butter sandwich. 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 Have some cake. Have some ice cream. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Why are you worried about your weight? Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Elvis liked his with bananas. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have another peanut butter sandwich. Have another peanut butter sandwich. Have another peanut butter sandwich. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have another peanut butter sandwich. Everybody sing with me. Have a peanut butter sandwich. I can't hear you. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Wear it on your head. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Stick it in your nose. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have your mom over for dinner. Have peanut butter sandwiches. Have peanut butter sandwiches.
sandwich.
Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have
yeah.
a peanut butter sandwich. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have a peanut butter sandwich. Have a peanut butter sandwich.
I apologize for that, but I think you'll find this a bit more interesting.
We interrupt our program to bring you this important message. I love you.
That was a pickle sound.
Here's the man with the news of the present, the man to whom the news wouldn't be the news without the news. Here's Dickie.
May the good fairies sprinkle stardust on your bippy.
McDonald's French fries.
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. Oh, man. I did go out, man, when I was sick. Like, and I got a Whopper and fries, man. Isn't that weird?
Okay.
Run them home and ate it.
Did you feel better after that?
No.
You could have healed your ass right up.
Yeah, I felt worse, man. Go figure. French fries. All right. This just in. A truck crash in Vandalia, Ohio. That's just north of Dayton.
Okay.
Two trucks were involved in a crash Wednesday. One truck dumped a load of pickles on I-75 southbound.
We have a tie in.
So, I was just on that stretch of road not too long ago where the pickle crash occurred.
Pickle crash.
Yeah. They said salt trucks were called to the scene to shovel the pickles off the roadway. That's a little too much sodium, I think, for any.
Well,
that pickles
pickle.
And salt. Yeah.
Were they dill?
I think they were. I think they were.
All right.
I think they were kosher.
Okay.
Oh, speaking of kosher, man. With some dirty.
Yeah. Dirty.
Dirty Hollywood news, man. Want to hear all about it? Between you and me,
audience.
Dr. Cake, and Fort Prefect over there.
Yeah.
Some dirty. Hold on.
Dirty.
It's dirty, dirty.
Huh?
Oh, man. Dirty, dirty. Where's dirty, dirty? Dirty, dirty's coming.
Filthy, dirty, 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 dirty!
There it is.
Yeah, that's the way Daddy likes it.
Hey, you
okay. Okay. Now, Forrest Tucker.
Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
he challenged.
He was packing.
That's what this article's all about. How he challenged Milton Berle for the biggest
Schmagegi. I'd be interested in the outcome
in Hollywood.
Who won that one?
I don't know, but here's some of the anecdotes associated with Forrest Tucker. He called it the chief. he realized early on that he was endowed with impressive. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
They called it the chief. The chief. Yeah. And he would go, you know, like if there was a party and people, you know, he'd be the first guy, you know, hey, let's swim naked, you know.
Uh-huh. I'd be doing that. I'd be showing that off left and right.
Look, if you had the chief, you would too.
Oh, yeah.
Now, he was a voracious heterosexual male, so.
Uh-huh.
Hot and cold running broads for this guy, all right?
Uh-huh.
His buddies at Lakeside Golf Club had many raucous moments from contests as to who was the biggest.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess this is locker room talk, Dr. King. Says he handily won over Johnny Weissmuller, who was reportedly huge. And, at the time, columnist James Bacon brought a guest into the locker room and found Tucker asleep on a massage table wearing only a towel. The tourist, who'd been eager to see the sights, took a look when Bacon raised the towel and exclaimed, "Fuck the Grand Canyon!" He'd seen it all. And finally, one last hilarious anecdote about Forrest Tucker's Johnson.
There you go.
The chief.
Phil
Harris.
Okay.
Oh, he's one
all
of the
right.
pictures on the wall. I got my autographed Phil Harris
Wonderful
picture.
Wonderful.
He's on the fucking Wall of Fame, baby. He was nearing the end of a very close golf match with Phil Harris. And Tucker's ball was about a foot from the 17th hole. He was going to take it as a gimme, you know, a gimme putt where you just, you know, I'd have got that.
Yeah.
But Harris said, no. He wouldn't hear of it. Well, Forrest Tucker said, hell, the chief could knock that in. So Harris pulled out a $100 bill and bet Tucker that he couldn't. And Tucker dropped trowel, got down on the green, and knocked the ball in.
Oh,
with his peep.
Chief. All right.
Yep. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. Forrest Tucker, famous schwong.
I wouldn't want to be that caddy. Right,
ooh.
Put that away.
Man.
There you go.
That's some night putting there, boy. Shaboo. Thank God he didn't use his wood. Now, I guess this is more Hollywood shit. Real quickly, I'm so sick of Ted barking. Let's see what's up with Ted. I'm sick of The Simpsons, you know? I haven't watched it in, like, 5 years or so.
Yeah.
But, like, I used to love that show.
Uh-huh. Has anyone
and the
watched
fact
it?
They're still... What's that?
Is anyone watching it? And it's still on.
They still got sponsors and whatnot, I reckon. So there was this rumor. Danny Elfman started a rumor, the composer of the theme. He said, I think this is the last season and all. So I read that. I went, wow, thank goodness. It's about doggone time that they put this to bed. There you go, Budge. All right, dogs, that's it. No more treats for you guys. It's the kennel for the lot of you. It's fucking dogs. But anyway, later on in the day, the showrunner, Al Jean, said, there's no truth to that rumor, and we're going to milk this for every fucking last dollar we can. So, 31st season. They should have... Man... It hasn't been good since Phil Hartman.
Well, we don't know. We don't know. We haven't been watching it.
Over the years, I've caught an occasional one.
Yeah.
And every once in a while, it doesn't suck, but that's about the best they get. Sure. You got to have a better track.
Well, you know what it is. No one's watching these TV shows anymore, right? I mean, does anyone still have cable or anything? Watching Netflix and shit like that now.
Yeah.
At least that's what I'm doing.
I tuned into...
You can't binge The Simpsons. I mean, what is it, 32 series?
No.
32... you can't binge that shit. Yeah.
No. I did watch a Bob's Burger, though, the other day.
I love that show. That's my favorite.
Bob's Burger. Oh, Bob Burger, funny. Bob's Burger's
funny.
Funny
as hell, man.
He was cooking a turkey out in the alley.
Yeah,
it was a funny one, man. Oh, yeah, I love the girl, the crazy. I'm in love with that broad.
Yeah.
The goofy-looking broad with the crazy voice.
Yeah,
I
want to
have her baby. You know who I'm talking about.
Yeah.
Plays the chick with the rabbit ears.
Yeah.
So, anyway. Simpsons, not going away. All right, Groucho Marx.
Yes.
Explains American politics. This is strange. Is this worth... I don't know if I should be reading this or not.
Hey, it's Groucho.
Okay, all right. At the Pew Research Center, interest in political polarization has turned into something of an obsession. 67% of Democrats believe colleges and universities are having a positive effect on the way things are going in this country, compared to just 33% of Republicans. And somehow they're connecting that to Professor Wagstaff at Huxley College.
Alright.
Whatever it is, I'm against it. That was the song, yeah. I don't know what they have to say. It makes no difference anyway. Whatever it is, I'm against it. And I guess that is
great.
That is kind of like what's going on in this country today. Very polarized. I mean, it gets down to minutia. You got, you used to be able to say, okay, well, Fox News is the conservatives or the right wing, and MSNBC is the left wing or the liberals. No, it's not even true.
Because
MSNBC is like middle. They're all Republicans on there, ex-Republicans. So they're kind of like middle of the road, and they want Joe Biden. And, you know, they think Bernie Sanders is the devil. There is no left wing. Although I did find one, The Hill. It's called The Hill.
I've heard of The Hill.
News where they actually, and they talk about Bernie like he's actually a candidate or something. Which is refreshing. But it's a weird political, it's not good.
Remember when the news was biased?
I mean, not bias.
Not bias. Yeah, remember that?
Yeah. Yeah.
When they
had fucking
the news without their...
Walter Cronkite. Walter Cronkite would tell you what happened, and then every once in a while they'd get Eric Severud to come on at the end and say, you know, taxes are too high or something.
Yeah.
It was pretty cut and dry.
That's like when they gave you the news and let you think for yourself.
Crazy, man. Well, you know, the overlords weren't as greedy in those days or something. Tell Ted to shut up. I've had enough, Ted. Can't you be more like Paulie and not be barking? Now shush. Do your Paulie imitation, Schmendrake.
Now, what kind of dog is Paulie?
He's Mutsky.
Okay.
You know. Who knows? Who, probably he's, some beagle.
He's, okay. So he's bigger than our Ted?
They're about the same size.
Oh, okay.
He's thicker, though. Ted always
okay.
was skinny. Well, before he got fat, he was skinny. And now he's fat.
Right.
A fat guy was skinny. He used to be skinny. But Paulie's just a dog. Maybe a little basset hound in there. I don't know. Nice little dog. I'd call him Harpo, though, compared to Ted. Jeez, that's who he reminds me of. All right, let's see here. One last story. All righty. It's the headline that gets you, right? New York Post. You can always get quality news from the New York Post. They always classy. They have the classy stories.
Oh, yeah.
You know,
what the
Vanderbilts. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Now, here's the headline. Masturbating Florida man slugs elderly man who asked him to stop.
Now, is that justified?
Man.
Now, where was this going on?
In the parking lot of a supermarket parking lot, see? Guy's out there, drop trowel, allegedly masturbating with his pants down. Saturday afternoon, and an elderly man, and that's where I think, like, that's where I see me and you in the picture, you know?
Okay.
In this story, we're the elderly man that goes, hey, you should probably cut
that away.
Out, man. Yeah, you have to do that. Hey. So the guy, Cary Vandergrift, punched the guy, slugged the guy in the face, knocked him to the ground,
Jesus
and then
Christ.
Began pummeling him and shit. So,
With his pants
piece
down?
Of shit. Well, I don't know if he pulled him up. They didn't say. But apparently, eventually he pulled them up and was arrested on a number of charges, including indecent exposure, battery, and disorderly intoxication. I think they should throw the book at him, by God.
Yeah. I think
if you're in a supermarket parking lot and you got your pants down and you're masturbating and somebody asks you to stop, politeness, just common courtesy says you should stop masturbating immediately and apologize and say, I'm sorry, sir. I didn't mean to offend you. I will put my cock away.
You go.
How hard is that?
I'll put Chief away.
We'll put Chief back in the teepee.
Here you go.
Right.
Don't stop me.
Now, back to our show.
Plane for Venus.
you drive. Something's wrong when your favorite drink is thinner. Something's wrong when you're proud to be a sinner. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. Something's wrong. The nurse and Mary drive the tractor. Something's wrong when your president's an actor. Something's wrong when your jacket's plagued with dandruff. Something's wrong if you think that this song matters. Something's wrong. Something's wrong.
Treats in one night.
Oh, okay, all right.
Jesus Christ, Ted. He's kind of a
Oh, you're getting ready to be a granddad, giving candy out. You're waiting for that kid to come along. This is fabulous for you, giving out treats.
No, I'm just going to give him booze.
There
you
go.
There you go, kid.
Candy? Grandparents are known for hard candy. They are.
Yeah, ribbon candy, yeah. The kind where they're all the pieces are stuck together in a bowl. My grandmother too is like,
stay out of those sweet cakes.
My grandmother, stay out of the sweet cakes. Don't eat, you eat those sweet cakes. We went in there. I'm like, what the fuck? My sister and I are like, what the fuck are sweet cakes? What is she fucking talking about?
That's just
and,
called
it was cookies.
Oh,
no,
cookies. Cookies
and she had these she had these like off-brand Oreos that were like, you know, a vanilla cookie and a chocolate cookie with the middle. Weren't quite Oreos. And they were like fucking soft, okay? They'd been in the cupboard in her pantry so long, they were just like soft. And like, she thought we were eating her sweet cakes. I'm like, we don't want these things, man. Mom, buy us some good food, you know? That's why, you know, that's why I cleaned the fridge out, man. I'm keeping a sharp eye on that shit now, you know? I don't want to turn into my grandparents and have, like, festering food and shit, you know?
Yeah. That's the way my mother was.
You're being very on dude.
Refuse to throw things out.
I know, but I remember, like, as a kid, it was like that jar of olives had been in there for 30 years or something, you know, forever. But they just don't last forever. In fact, I threw away some olives. I threw away half a jar of olives. I'm looking at them. I'm like, you know what? I don't trust these olives. And even if they're good, I'm not going to eat these olives. You know, there's no fucking way. They've been in there too long. Pitched them. Throwing away good food. You know, there's people starving in Ethiopia.
Yeah.
Where they get their big bellies in, man. Where do we get that? Anyway. We better polka or...
Yeah, polka.
Eventually, you'll turn into your grandparents and have festering sores. Thank you, Ford, for that positive moment. The Ford moment. Deedly ding ding ding. I don't have the thing, so. There you go. All right, polka time, polka time, polka time. Polka with a
Grenache.
With
yes.
A P. With a P. Polka with a P. All right.
Polka
it's
with a P.
Time for what? Oh, hugging and a chalking. I guess that was the last polka. No. Pull my finger.
Live from SCTV Studios in Melville.
Hello, I'm Yash Mengi.
And I'm Sam Schmengi.
And we are the Happy Wanderers.
Some heaven on the outside of town. I'm going back real soon. It's just for men, there ain't no women around. The mustard gas saloon. It doesn't matter if you're wealthy or poor. It don't make no difference at all. But we're just kicking off our shoes after 10 or 20 brews. Cut the rug a while and have ourselves a ball. And we just pull my finger polka, that's all you'll hear. No macarinas, only flatulence and beer. We'll be disgusting and obnoxious and loud. But don't bring no women, there's no ovaries allowed. They've got an atmosphere to make you swoon. So head on to the Mustard Gas Saloon. Be a fun-loving fella, come and cut the mozzarella. And we'll dance to the Pull My Finger Polka. Just lost your woman on a fire and you don't hang your head in shame. And if your precious little children call the mailman daddy too, there's no need to go insane. And if your wife says her mother is moving in to stay, and you just want to reach right out and choke her, well, if you need a place to linger, come and pull your buddy's finger, and we'll dance to the Pull My Finger Polka. We'll dance to Pull My Finger Polka, that's all you'll hear. No macarinas, only flatulence and beer. We'll be disgusting and obnoxious and loud. But don't bring no women, there's no ovaries allowed. So grab a bowl of nachos and a big frosty glass. Guaranteed it's gonna be a gas. If you've been down on your luck, you should be stepping on a duck. So come and dance to the Pull My Finger Polka. Well, just forget about your sob story. Come and mark some territory. Dance to the Pull My Finger Polka.
Definitely.
I think
a
so.
Happy ass.
It is a happy ass.
Oh, yeah. You got that right. You got that right.
Dan,
okay.
You are correct, sir.
Pull my fingers, polka.
Well, that about does it for tonight's episode. Then, you know, there's a finite number of possums left in the universe, ladies and germs.
Yeah.
Pulling the plug. Pulling the plug.
Pulling the plug.
Yeah.
I am smoking a Dunhill. Damn good cigar.
Dunhill?
Yeah.
That sounds like
damn
a classy
good
cigar.
Damn good classy cigar. Gumbies, please.
Get it! Leave that man a cigar!
Indeed. Give that man a Dunhill.
Hey. Well, I figured the way it goes
is... I bought a possum shirt.
You did?
Just sent me a notice saying that sorry that it's late. Yeah. I forget what it says.
Yeah. High demand for that possum shirt?
Yeah. Oh, what the hell is it? Here you go. I got to dig it up here. I forget what the
hell
it says.
I ain't bought anything online for a while. I miss that. It's always fun, you know, you're waiting.
I wanted to get a book. I wanted to get Being and Nothingness.
Yeah.
The Jean-Paul Sartre.
Sartre,
yeah.
That guy. French,
yep.
Maurice French Chevalier. Yeah.
Yeah.
The Frenchies.
When the nightingale sing like you, she sing
you
much sweeter than they do.
It says, always be yourself unless you can be a possum. Then always be a possum.
Nice. Dude, why aren't we making money on that, man?
Uh-huh, exactly.
That should be our mantra.
Says, sorry, your package is late. Please contact Amazon for your next steps. What next step? I ain't going to fucking do anything. You either get it to me or you don't.
Tell them it better not happen again.
That's right.
Bezos.
That's right. Uh-huh.
You know, this is the first time in the history of this country that the you know, like the billionaires, they pay less of a tax rate than you and I. Did I already say that? Yeah.
It trickles down.
I just wanted to repeat that.
It trickles down. It trickles down.
Oh, yeah. I got pissed on just the other day.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, there you have it in a nutshell.
I'm still drinking my coffee. Good.
Still drinking coffee? I've got Natty going over here.
I got Kratom coffee going. Kratom coffee.
Ooh, Kratom. That's as good as smoking a dube.
Uh-huh. That's the shit. I highly recommend it, kids. Kratom.
Doobie wah. All right. Anybody got any grievances they want to bring up at the last minute? Anything but white supremacy. Anything but white supremacy.
That ain't
I mean, I don't
bad.
Care if it's Black Lives Matter, Chinese people kick white people's ass, or whatever it is. Just no white supremacy. No.
Absolute maybe some monks fighting?
No. Because some monks, that'd be even funny. Them monks back in here fighting.
Yeah, and a monk's fight with the Stooges.
Them guys
over.
Are funny.
I like that.
Yeah. That's a ticket. All right. Well, everybody, thanks for coming.
Yeah.
We're running clean out of time, so I better warm up the old transporter. Well, we'll try to get back here Monday. I guess.
Cradle coffee.
Natty. Oh, say goodnight, everybody.
Good night, everybody.
All right. Energize!
Sorry, sir. I didn't mean to overstep my bounds. You say that.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
No, you say that, Governor.
What?
Meeting is adjourned.
It is?
Wait!